Praise be Jesus and Mary. In our community prayer book, we have what's called the Act of Faith, in which we pray, O my God, who are infallible truth, and can neither deceive nor be deceived, I firmly believe all that you have revealed and proposed to my belief through your holy church, because you have revealed it. I believe that you are one in nature and three in persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. I believe that you are the creator of all things, and that you reward the just for all eternity in heaven, and punish the wicked for all eternity in hell. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God made man, that he suffered and died for my sins, and rose from the dead in glory. And that it is only in him, through the Holy Spirit, that eternal life is given to men. Finally, I believe all that your Holy Church believes. I thank you for having called me to the true faith, and I promise that, with the help of your grace, I will live and die in this holy faith. Amen. So that is what we call the prayer, an act of faith. And we see in today's first reading from the book of Genesis, Eve failing in faith, right? She gave way to doubt, and then that sin against faith caused her, or was the beginning of her sin against charity, her sin against the love of God. We see the story of how the serpent, the most cunning of all animals, comes, and he says to the woman, so this is Satan under the form of a serpent, and he comes and says, did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees in the garden? Right? What should Eve have done at that point? Not given a single ear to his words, not to enter into dialogue, but instead, she should have made an act of faith. So the serpent, sowing seeds of doubt. Did God really tell you not to eat from any of the trees of the garden? And see, he sows the seeds of doubt by exaggerating, saying something that's not true. You know, painting God in a bad light. And that's how he draws her into dialogue. Well, no, God didn't say not to eat from any of the trees. She wants to correct him. We may eat of the fruit of the trees in the garden. It is only about the fruit of the tree in the middle of the garden that God said, you shall not eat it or even touch it, lest you die. Now, actually, here is where her doubt begins. Right, she starts to doubt the truth of God. Right? She's not ready yet to believe the serpent, but she's starting to doubt. In fact, the Vulgate, the Latin, says, ne forte moriamur, it says, lest perhaps we die, that word perhaps indicating her doubt. And so now she's in dialogue, she's already starting to doubt, right? That's a sin against faith, to doubt the truth of God's word. And so then the serpent just comes out boldly at this point and contradicts the word of God. He says, you certainly will not die. No, God knows well that the moment you eat of it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like gods. All right, so now he's managed to draw her into dialogue. He's managed to sow the seed of doubt. Now he's inflating pride, right? You will be like gods who know what is good and what is evil. And so now Eve is thinking, well, be like gods. Pride being inflated. The woman saw that the tree was good for food, pleasing to the eyes, and desirable for gaining wisdom. So now we have the seed of doubt was planted, pride was inflated, now sensuality is stimulated. Right? Pleasing to the eyes, good for food. And so Then she gives full-blown consent, disobedience to God. And that is a sin against the love of God. As St. John says in his first letter, the love of God consists in this, that we obey his commandments. And so here we have a mortal sin against the love of God. Okay, knowledge and consent, okay, to disobeying God's command. Now contrast that with the new Eve, the Blessed Virgin Mary, the Immaculate, right? Compare her faith with the lack of faith, the doubts that Eve had, right? Our Lady never enters into dialogue with Satan, but she crushes him underfoot. There is total enmity between this woman and the serpent. Our Lady's faith, unlike Eve, is unshakably firm, certain, penetrating, and prompt in its assent. Garrigou Lagrange describes Our Lady's act of faith, which is the greatest act of faith that's ever been elicited on earth, her faith at the foot of the cross. He says, Mary's act of faith on Calvary was the greatest ever elicited on earth. Right? We have, throughout our day, we can make acts of faith. We just made an act of faith, the prayer from our community prayer book. And then every time we perform a good work, informed by faith, we're living by faith, the just man who lives by faith. But there will never be an act of faith that will match Our Lady's on Calvary. Mary's act of faith on Calvary was the greatest ever elicited on earth, for the hour was unspeakably dark, and its object was the most difficult of all, that Jesus had won the greatest of victories by making the most complete of immolations. And so, we need to imitate Our Lady, have unshakably firm faith, certain faith, prompt in its assent. May Our Lady grant us this grace. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.